Without education, there can never be peace in the world. So says teenage activist and Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai. In her own country of Pakistan, there is an education crisis. Pakistan has 58 million school-aged children, and nearly half are not in school. NPR's Philip Reeves traveled deep into the countryside of southern Pakistan to learn about an unusual attempt to change that.
A big crowd of kids is jammed into a cattle shed. They're sitting on the dirt floor. Some are as young as three. All are covered in dust. There's at least 150 of them. So many, they're spilling into the yard. Words scrawled on a plank outside proudly proclaim this mud hovel to be a school. These kids have no desks or chairs, maps or wall charts, and no teachers, except for one very young woman sitting before them with a wooden crutch on the ground beside her. Her name is Ansu Kohli. A small boy stands by her. He has a little blackboard on which he scratched some English. A cow and a couple of goats watch from a few feet away as Ansu checks the boy's spelling. Ansu's pupils are Hindus in an overwhelmingly Muslim nation. Their families have been here for centuries, picking cotton and chilies for feudal landlords. They're among the poorest of Pakistan's poor. You have to drive across fields to reach this village. There's no road, or electricity, or running water. Ansu's the only person here with anything you'd call an education. As an infant, she lost the use of a leg after a botched medical procedure. Realizing she couldn't pick cotton, her father packed her off every day to a school miles away. She's now 20 and doing a bachelor's degree. Getting educated in a highly conservative rural society wasn't easy.
People would laugh at me when I went to school. They would say, what's she going to do once she's educated?
The school in the cattle shed is Ansu's answer to that question. It's a personal campaign to give all the kids from her village the chance to go to school.
I'll make these children doctors. I'll make them teachers and engineers.
That's quite an ambition when you look at the conditions inside the cattle shed. This can't accurately be called a school at all.
ABC, Nico, ABC, ABC.
Overwhelmed by pupils, Ansu teaches the alphabet to a few older kids. The kids then squat on the ground and impart what they've just learned to the smaller ones.
B, Q, R, S, W.
Something else is going on here. Ansu says getting all these kids together in her cattle shed is a way of sending a message to people way beyond her village.
I want to tell Pakistan's teachers that you have a duty to the nation's children. Please come to school and teach.
If you think only children play hooky, think again. In Pakistan, the teachers do it too. Thousands of government teaching jobs have been handed out as political favours. The teachers pocket the wages but don't go to work. There's a girls' school less than a mile from this village. It's closed because the teachers don't show up.
Ansu is posing a question for all of Pakistan.
Janib Dalwani's a Muslim from a nearby village who's playing a leading role in Ansu's campaign.
If someone with her disadvantages can teach, then why can't teachers who are sitting at home drawing salaries go out and teach?
Dalwani says he persuaded villagers to release their kids from working in the fields and let them go along to the cattle shed.
I told them God's on their side. He'll help them.
Ram Chand was reluctant at first. He now has three daughters in the cattle shed.
I'm very happy. We don't want the children to lead the life we've led.
Ansu's message is being heard. Liaquat Ali Mirani, a school principal, runs a website publishing the names and photos of absentee teachers. He hopes this will shame them into doing their jobs.
I fully support Ansu, and I have a lot of sympathy for her. May God help her.
Mirani's from the same Pakistani province as Ansu, Sindh. He estimates 4 out of 10 teachers in Sindh never set foot in a school.
Some of them run shops, some work in the media, some for feudal landlords.
A few years back, Pakistan's federal constitution was amended to make education compulsory and free for all children from 5 to 16. But education is run by provincial governments. They haven't yet turned this amendment into law.
The state of education is very bad in Pakistan. In fact, we have what we call education emergency.
Fatullah Baba's a leading figure in the party that runs Sindh, the Pakistan People's Party, or PPP. Baba says the PPP bears much responsibility for the province's education emergency, but it's tackling this with plans to fire absentee teachers and make all government teachers take a proficiency test.
I think these measures indicate very strongly realization on the part of the PPP that if it was responsible for the mess, it is also determined to clean the mess.
Who knows if that'll make any difference to Ansu and her kids. For now, they're on their own, relying only on Ansu's determination.
I love these kids. I'm urging them to study.
The eager-eyed cattle shed kids don't seem to need much persuading. Philip Reeves, NPR News.